Money Radio. Joining us now, it's a pleasure to welcome Anthony Nieves. He is chair of the Institute for Supply Management's Non-Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. Tony, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
The October NMI registers 60.3, down 1.3 percentage points from the September reading of 61.6. We also saw the manufacturing report for October lower. Is this a slowdown going into the fourth quarter? What's behind the downturn here?
Well, it's actually a very strong report. I wouldn't so much categorize it as a slowdown as just a little bit of a cooling off from a record month. Still two consecutive months with the composite index over 60 as that bar moved last month. 60.3, very strong reading. It's buoyed by the business activity also over 60 at 62.5, and new orders also exceeding 60 at 61.5. We see employment down slightly 2.7 percentage points, but we have to really look at that from the perspective of the low unemployment rate, available labor pool, things of that nature, but still just a slight pullback from the prior month, but still beating expectations this month at 60.3 for the composite index.
Backlog of orders down 5 percentage points. Also looking at production, down 2.7. Are we seeing some sort of a blip in the supply chain? Are we seeing something to where people just can't produce what's being ordered?
Well, what we're seeing is there has been ongoing capacity constraint within the supply chain, and that's attributed to not only the increased activity that we've seen and resources not being available, the resources being the employment aspect, especially in trades like construction, and then also coupled with overland trucking has been in short supply, as well as truck drivers. Rail deliveries have been slow. This has all contributed to a bit of a strain on the logistics side of the supply chain.
You just talked about employment there, though. You talked about people and jobs, not commodities that are in short supply. Is that a problem as well?
Yes. We're seeing some commodities, specifically labor, to go back to the employment aspect, construction subcontractors is in short supply 10 consecutive months, construction labor 31 consecutive months, temporary labor 2 consecutive months. As far as actual tangible goods, what we're seeing is needles and syringes. And one of the other things listed, not a commodity, or I should say a tangible good, is trucking, once again in short supply.
Once again, prices have been high, although they came back down a bit this past month, down 2.5 percentage points at 61.7. 61.7, that's still a pretty strong reading. Are we seeing a problem with inflation? What was behind the downturn this past month? And is that just a temporary downturn? Are we still looking at higher prices?
Well, at this point, we're still looking at higher prices. We've had inflation ongoing. It just hasn't been very sharp inflation, as we see a little bit of slowing in the rate there. The commodities that continue to be up in price are along the lines of aluminum. Some of the trade war-impacted pricing, not as much in the non-manufacturing sector as we see in the manufacturing sector. That due to the pass-through, it's not. It's more upstream. It hasn't filtered down into the non-manufacturing companies as much as we see on the manufacturing side. We are seeing it again with electrical components. Computers and peripherals are also something that we have to keep an eye on, as well as lumber. Lumber, it's coming in from the comments of our respondents that we're seeing lumber also impacted by higher pricing coming out of Canada.
What are the respondents saying overall to the trade barriers and tariffs that have been put up, and what are they doing to cope with that?
That's a great question, and what we're seeing is that there's numerous comments this month from our respondents about trade, tariffs, the uncertainty with the trade war, and what they're telling us is that they're looking at alternate supply chains, also some forward buying in anticipation of the implementation from the past. That's why we saw the inventory grow slightly. So they're all looking at how do we mitigate the cost? What do we do to mitigate the cost? And keeping in mind that not all of these prices have been passed through, as I mentioned earlier, we're seeing that some of it is having to mitigate costs by, again, what when you look at overall, you have competition out there, the globalization, alternate supply chain sources, as well as coupled with transparency into the cost effect, both on the commercial side and on the retail consumer side, there is so much insight into price, cost, and competition that has also mitigated some of the pass-through on that.
The supply chain disruptions that we've been seeing already, is that going to have an impact on the holiday season?
Well, all projections are coming from our retail industry. They're anticipating a strong retail season. Now, keep in mind that retail is such a far-out cycle, longer cycle than what you might see on the demand pull in most other non-manufacturing companies. Therefore, I don't think we're going to see any disruption or any impact on the continuity of supply when it comes to the holiday season.
Well, as you say, it was a pretty strong report, 60.3 NMI for the month of October. However, that is down. It's down from the prior month reading, 1.3 percentage points, down from 61.6 in September. Helping us analyze these numbers and understand them a bit better, Anthony Nieves, chair of the Institute for Supply Management's Non-Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. Tony Nieves, always a pleasure. We always appreciate the insights. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on the show.